Performing artists need to be able to get around. Most of the time, the work is intermittent and you have to pursue it. Nikki Guess is a dancer and dance instructor who lives in a tent, using what funds she has to eat, get around by bus, and maintain a mobile phone. She's got a determination to pursue her art that cuts through her day-to-day struggles. We spoke with her the other day as she rode a bus to one of her classes.
I'm mostly known as a dancer. I've been dancing since I was a kid. I've been teaching dance for over 20-something years. I teach people of all ages and abilities. I've done a lot of teaching dance with individuals with disabilities. I do hip-hop. I do dance movement. I've done musical theater dance classes with individuals with disabilities, mainly the theater, the musical theater classes.
Nikki, is it difficult for you to get access to the kind of opportunities that you need to be pursuing creatively?
I think more so in confidence it is, and to some extent, and then in another way, it's actually been very helpful. In my situation and the way I live, it's a little bit, I don't feel kind of at the level and status of being able to do things that other people do. Right now, I mean, I've got a budget in. Unfortunately, sometimes your costumes and outfits cost money. traveling, I had a hard time getting to rehearsal, and I barely scraped up the $250 for the bus because I didn't have a bus pass at the time.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, Nikki, just the whole idea of being able to get around to create opportunities for yourself, yeah?
It's fortunately, I need a bus pass for my work, so it's something that I budget in. I do sometimes, I get stuck. There's like a month where I'm trying to between walking, riding my bike, and scraping up money for the bus. The last month was, I think the last 2 weeks of the month, I was actually fortunate. Someone came across an extra bus pass and offered it to me. And so it helped me out tremendously for the rest of the month. The beginning was really, really tough. And it's pretty tough, you know, to keep a cell phone on. To travel, just to have your basic toiletries, necessities, to wash your clothes. I mean,
well,
a lot of those is luxury.
You have to set priorities about the things you can spend your limited funds on, right? And I would think that you wouldn't be able to mount much in terms of productions and or create creative opportunities when you're still worrying about
so sometimes, you know, I sacrifice a little bit of the eating to do what I really want. At this point, I try to do whatever I can because I'm in a stage where I just feel like I want to do the things that make me happy. I want to be happy, you know, even if I have nothing and I'm on the street, I want to be happy.
Are you yes. pretty good at doing that, Nikki? I mean, calls for a
I
lot.
Mean, I pretty much, I mean, I'm struggling financially, but I'm running my own business. It's kind of still in works. I kind of messed up not turning in my invoices and now owe my bank money. But, I mean, to be able to just teach dance, even as I'm struggling, I mean, those things, it helps me get through my days mentally. When I work in a so-called regular job and a 9-to-5 and I'm not making enough to survive and it's not doing something that I don't love, it's a lot more stressful trying to, you know, figure out. On the weekend, I had nothing, Labor Day, everything's closed, no work. Those moments are really hard, and I realize how to me, pathetic or miserable my life is. But then today I get to go to work. I'm teaching two dance classes, and all of that disappears, and I get to be happy and just enjoy life in that moment and stuff. And
Nikki, for that moment,
I'm not that homeless person, you know?
Well, Nikki, that takes some internal discipline to be able to just savor those moments and not think about your condition, doesn't it?
I've come a long way on that. I have a daughter, and when I was raising her, we struggled. There was moments we didn't have a place and we were homeless. And I think during that time, especially because I was a mother, it was really, really mentally tough on me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to the point that I even made an attempt myself to go and walk in to sign up to see if I can get some counseling just so I can mentally get through it and that I wouldn't crash. Unfortunately, I have developed some kind of coping skills that most often they're like, oh, you're all good. You don't need anything. Because I just keep functioning, because I've been raised to just keep moving forward, keep functioning. Even when I'm feeling at my lowest, it's like this feeling that I'm not allowed to. I have to keep moving forward. I have to keep functioning. And I have to be there for others. So,
I think being there for others, Nikki, is a big part of what helps a lot of people get out of bed in the morning, even if they have a bed.
I mean, at this point, even through being homeless, one thing I've always done is volunteer work. I run one of the sites of one of the programs for one of the nonprofits, and it's a once-a-month program. But that was a really big, tremendous opportunity for me. And, being in my situation and being looked upon as me, Nikki, the person that does these things, not Nikki the homeless person, and to be able to be trusted and ask for my skills to be able to do that has just been really tremendously uplifting for me.
Nikki Guess is a dancer and dance instructor, and you can learn more about her on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.